So I guess we're going to talk about this question.
Why don't you address the question?
Well, yeah, I'll ask you guys the question. So this is, this you saw, it's a 48-year-old guy. He's obviously got significant symptoms. He's clearly on maximal pharmacologic management with two tabs of Tamsulosin, as I said, many men do, and finasteride and Cialis, and his symptoms are getting worse. The ejaculate, how would you help him maintain his integrated ejaculation? And he's got a big prostate. So this is probably not going to be a guy that a TUIP would work very well for. I don't know. Abe, what would you do with this guy?
So, you know, what's unusual about this case is that he's very young, right? He's 48, and he's got an unusually large prostate, especially
pretty
for his
size,
age. Like, that's weird. And
PSA is only 1.1, too, which
and
is PSA a little
incongruous. And PSA is 1.1. So, really, his symptoms are mainly irritative, right? He's got a lot of frequency. He's got urgency. And, you know, at some point, he probably needs something, but I'd start with an anticholinergic or mirbetric or something to try and slow down the frequency and the urgency. And the weak stream, people can live with a weak stream, but it's really the getting up at night, the sort of feeling like you can't sit through an hour-long meeting without exiting for the bathroom that's a problem for people.
Larry?
Yeah, I have a question to you, and that is, it seems like the main problem with this couple is they're both young, and they don't want to lose the ejaculate.
Right.
What are there any options for this couple to get the same results without losing their ejaculate?
Yeah, I think there are. And this is this guy I would treat with Rezum. You can't do UroLift on him because he's got a large median lobe. But the Rezum, and I have treated very similar patients that initially they were saying, well, it's difficult to treat a large median bar. All you have to do is just turn the thing upside down and go into a, and I treated a man recently who had a 90 gram prostate, which they say is above their, they don't want anything more than 80. The only problem was he had retention for 3 weeks post-op, but 6 months out, his AUA symptom score is less than half of what it was, and he's a happy guy.
Could you just, for the sake of the audience, tell him what Rezum is?
Rezum is that's the procedure. It's an endoscopic procedure. It's a device that has a little needle that you put into the prostate, and then it injects high temperature water vapor, and it sort of vaporizes prostate tissue. Now, it doesn't do it instantly. That's why that guy went into retention, because initially it causes probably fairly substantial inflammation, and that makes them worse. But this guy, now I don't know about the ejaculation, but the company says,
right, they say it's okay,
that you can retain antegrade ejaculation.
How about with arterial ablation? What happens to the ejaculation?
It's a good question, I don't know and I don't think anybody does, because most of the patients who have had it are older, and most of the studies haven't even asked about it. We should.
I think this is someone you could consider urodynamics, you know, before surgical treatment.
Yeah, this guy you might want to know about. As Abe said, he's young. Why are his symptoms so bad? It's a good question.
I had another question for you guys. Would you consider a multimodal surgical therapy? So taking care of the median lobe, you know, one way, and then potentially UroLift or something else for the, you know, and it's such a young patient trying to preserve ejaculatory function. I mean, this is a rare patient, right? This is not your typical BPH patient.
I never thought about it, but it's a good question.
Yeah.
All right.
Any questions from the audience before we wrap up?
All right.
Oh, well, thank you all for attending, and thanks, panel.
Yeah.